We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, and we are starting the last few words of Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis. V'ike de masni lo amastisim. Some bring down the Machloikas or Shlokas or Rabbi Yechonon on the Mishnah, and it's actually a different Machloikas than we just learned before. In the Mishnah it says that Or V'haroitev V'akipa and Atzom is also all mitzdarf medin shomer. The mitzdarf medin shomer that they become part of the Shir. And it's not talking about a yad, it's talking about obviously a shomer, because it says mitzdarf in the Mishnah. So, Zoktamar, Igd Maslow Mesisim, the Arba Reitav Akipa mitzdarf, and Latam Tuma Zaychlim. It's mitzdarf to Matam Tuma Zaychlim, which means not only does it transmit Tuma and bring in Tuma, but it also is mitzdarf to the Tuma. Unrash Lakish, Lashon Wella Etzem, to have a shomer. This din is only by a bone that's a shomer, or Ar is a shomer. Aval Nima, but a here, Loy have a shomer. It's not a shomer. So here, Rav Shlokas starts with that point. Like before we had in the Machlokas, he started off with something to do with Yad. Now he's starting from this angle. He's saying, our Mishnah, which is referring to shomer, which is Mitzdarif, if it's Dafka, Etzem, or skin, but not a here. Here is not called a shomer. I don't even have a shomer. Why not? Because shomer agav is shomer. Rav Yechon Amar, I feel a Nima Nami have a shomer. Rav Yechon says, no, even a Nima is a shomer. Even a Nima is a shomer. Not right, the is something else, because they eat together. In the Mishnah, there were two things. When we learned the Mishnah, we said there's two things in our Mishnah. Either, it's definitely not a Yad, because the Yad's not Mitzdarif. There are eight things that are Mitzdarif. Some of them are because you eat it together with the Basa, and some of them is because of a Shomer. So, Reitav and Kippah are not a Shomer, no. Or, that Somois, Tolfayim was a case that it's a thing. Those are all cases of. So, there was Or, there was Atzomois. There was Tafayim, not Kanaim Tafayim, and we're all called Shomer, and all could be a Shomer, it depends. But all Pashas also was also, three things that were Shomer in the Mishnah were the Ar, the Atzomais, and the Tafayim. Were the three things that were Shomer in the Mishnah, or it was something you eat together with the meat. But in any case, the Shlokas saying is Dafka Etzem, and like Tosfos said, it could have said, Lo Yishonu Ala Ar. That's a shomer. But Nima is not a shomer because shomer gav a shomer. Rechna mafil Nima have a shomer. Nima is also a shomer. Amuler shlokas Rav Yechon Amir kashomer agav a shomer. How could a Nima be a shomer? Here is on top of the skin. The skin is a shomer on the meat. And the here is on top of that. So how could it be a shomer gav a shomer? Shlokas asked Rav Yechon. So he answered, Chachulim mechalchel. The here is not really on just on the surface of the skin. It goes through the skin to the meat. And therefore it's protecting the meat in that spot. You tell me every piece of parchment, every piece of ore has holes in it. By tefillin, you need a complete ksiva. You can't have any hafsekim in between. You can't have any separations in between the different letters or words. And here, veleka, because here you have the holes in between. So I'm going, no, it's the mitzi hodama marava kol nekev shadiyo ever love. If it's type of hole that the ink rides right over it and you can't even tell, ain't a nekev, it's not called a nekev. So we have Machlokes over here, if Nima is a Shomer or not. According to Shlokes, Nima is not a Shomer. Here is not a Shomer. According to Rabbi Yechon, it is a Shomer. I Shomer gav a Shomer. Yechon, oh, no, it's Mechuchim Mechachal. It goes through and through. Eitzvei Yechon and Shlokes. We have our Mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. Our Sheshalov Kazayis Basa. Skin that has attached to it Kazayis Basa. And Negei B'tziv, if you touch the tziv, that's a little chut, a little string that's coming out of it. Or some of the hears should connect it. It's a connected basa tamei. Clearly, it sounds like it's a shomer because especially just should connect it. So it seems like that the sar is called a shomer. It's a raya to Rabbi Yechonon. It's a kasher shlokas. My lav mishum shomer. Then we're loy mishum yad. It's because of yad and connected is lav dafka. It's because of yad. So freight the gemara nima achas my chazi. How could one hear be a yad? You can't metaltal a piece of steak with a hear. It'll snap right off. So the means a whole bunch of here between the hears. Hakanami Nema dear to my fibers. Hakanami Nima by the here, Shabay Nima, a here between all the hears. Where's Rav Loi really said? It wasn't said over here, it was said something else. Hadatan, Hamaloy Shivashbalim, the fibers and the hears that are coming out of the wheat husks, metamim umetamim, and gives off Tuma and brings in Tuma. It's not Mitzdarf, it's a yad. And the kashu on that mishnah was melai lemai chazu. What exactly is this here chazu for? Am rabbeloi meloi shemer meloi. A whole bunch of here that's sticking out of husks. You could metal the husks with that. Therefore, it's called a yad. And therefore, that's where Rabbi Yechon answered the mishnah when it says syrus shekenegdo. It means a bunch of syrus, a bunch of hears. So it comes out through this lashon. We have machlekes Rish Lakish Rav Yechiron if a here is a shomer. According to Rish Lakish, the here is not a shomer. It's a shomer gabi shomer. Rav Yechiron is a shomer. And I, the Mishnah later on, it's talking about a whole bunch of here could be a yad. And if you think about it, this lashon is completely the opposite of the lashon before. It's mamash the opposite. Back upon him, this is this lashon machlekes Yechiron Rish Lakish, and they come out two different machlekes in pashtus. One machlekes is the gabe that didn't shomer on here, and one machlekes is could a sar be a yad? If you're a Yechiron, he's learning that the sar is shekinegd at shomer. You don't find that it could be a yad anyway. In this gemara, it could be he doesn't even hold of the others. So the gemara vital. V'haroitim. Now I'm going to go through all the other cases in the Mishnah. We have the Mishnah ha'ar v'haroitim v'akipa. So ha'ar is a shomer. Roitiv, what's the status of roitiv? We're telling you that roitiv is mitzdarif, but it seems like it's not matama tumas eichel by itself. All it is mitzdarif, and it doesn't have a different basar, and therefore it doesn't have tumas nevelas at all. Like we learned by nevelas, no such thing as mitzdarif. So it's definitely not nevela, and igabe tumas eichel is mitzdarif. What is roitiv? My roitiv, rava shumna. It's the fat that rises to the top of the soup. You know, fat that rises on top of the soup, or if you make meat, you find this fat that's on the gravy. That's the roitiv. That fat is regular good food. That's mitama tumzachem by itself. That you don't need tziruf. That's food mamish. And it's mashma mishnah. It's only a din tziruf. So therefore he says no. You know what it means? Elachelev the karish, which Rashi says means chelev karish means lecha yoytzim abasa. It's the lecha that comes out of the basa, not the fat. It's like juice that comes out of the basa. It gets hard. So that juice that comes out of the basa that gets hard, that will be only mitzdarif, but doesn't have it own. It's not really oichel by itself. So one wants to know why does it have to get hard? My ear, your karish, kiloy karish nami. Even if it doesn't get hard, it should be able to be mitzdarif. Domra shlokish, because the reason why you would say it has to be hard is because you want a mitzdarif to oichelim. It has to be oichel noichel, not oichel mashke. But I'm bringing a raya that it could be mitzdarif some mashke that's sitting on top of a oichel. So kiloy karish nami, let it be mitzdarif. Domra shlokish, tzir shagabe yerek. Juice that's on top of a vegetable, it came out of the vegetable, or something you dipped the vegetable in, mitzdarif the kesevis yom kippurim. Even though yom kippur, shesiyah nachila, not mitzdarif together to be v'chayiv, or oinish, but still, if it's tzir or gabe yerek, it's mitzdarif to the shear of kesevis fa'achila of yom kippurim, which is a fig for yom kippurim. So you see that you can mitzdarif juice together with the salad. So why over here does the chalev have to be karish? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. There, by Yom Kippur, it's all tali in Yisuv V'daita. And therefore, B'koldu Meis V'daita. Here, as long as it's all together, that shear of Meis V'daita, and it's bottled to the food, that's enough to be considered Chayiv for Meis V'daita. Because Kesevis was a shear when you get satiated, and Chazal knew that even if it's a tzir, Agav Yerek, that'll be enough to make them satiated like a food of a Kesevis. Here is Tali and Tzirufu. Eat Karish. If it's Karish, then it's Mistarif, because then it's Oichel Voichel. Eloi Karish, it's not hard. Eloi Mistarif, because then it's Oichel and Mashkin. Oichel and Mashkin, not Mistarif to the Shir Tuma, because they're two different things, and therefore they can't Mistarif to the Shir Tuma. Like Rashi speaks out, Avalhocha, Oichel and Mashkin, ain't Mistarifin. The Eloi Shavi Shir Raya, they're not the same Shir. Different Shir. By Oichel, it's a Shir of Kebeya, and by Mashka, it's a shir of revius, so they're not mitzdarif to each other, and therefore you cannot have that tziruf if it's not chel of the karash. So the Gemara Vayta, next case in the Mishnah, it says, Ar v'aroite v'akipa. What's kippa? My kippa. Amarava pirma. Pirma is like the pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. Amle abaya, those pieces of meat, that's my yitmutum seichlin. It's regular eichel, it's pieces of meat. So why does it have to come on to a din tziruf? It itself could be metam to masechlim. Amar papa tavlin. It's the spices that get congealed in the bottom of the pot. That really is not really part of the meat. It's not really considered a food. It's spices. But here, since it's part of the eat it together with the meat, then it's starved together with the meat. So the Gemara writes it. Tanan also. We learned in a brisa, because even if it's a tanan, it's not really a mishnah. It's just a Tanan Rabbanon. Hikva es adam va'achloi. Someone cooked up the dam, or he congealed the dam, and he ate it. He did it at the fire. He made it come congealed va'achlu. You're going to be chay. What's the chiddush? Tosfos Rosh says, even though it's not derech achila, usually dam, you drink, you don't eat it. But here, if you eat the dam, you're chay. What happens if you melt the fat that's aser, v'gamay, you swallow it, you chayiv. So bishlav hikvah zdan v'achlu, kim da'akveh, shuv v'achshveh. Since you congealed it, you machshev it, and you're going to eat it that way, so you chayiv. El himcha esachel v'gamay, there, what's the tzad eish v'chayiv? Achila ksiv v'bu. It says in the Torah, by chaylev, it says, kol chaylev shor v'chesav eiz, lo yisoy chaylu. You're not allowed to eat it. If I melted the chaylev and I drank it, l'chayra wasn't mekayim the isra achila. If I didn't do the isra achila, how can I be chayiv for that? Lav achili. Or mashlokos or makro, there's a ribui. Nefesh or rabbis is a shoyse. The pasuk says, ki kol eichol chaylev min abheima shiyakev v'mena ish la Hashem, v'nichosha nefesh ha'echel esma ha'meav. V'nichosha nefesh. And that's marba that even the shoyse is chayiv, that anything that is miyashiv, the nefesh of Adam, helps the nefesh of Adam, it's lashon taiva, his nefesh gains from it. The halach is that you are, in such a case, you are chayiv. So we have a nefesh that's marba, the chaylev that you melted is chayiv. We're going to have two other drashas by other isurim, the same idea that even though it's a shasiyah now, and it's not achila, you're still chayiv. Tanya mihachi, gabi chometz, kirei gabna. Tanya nami gabi chometz, kirei gabna. That imcho v'gamu, if you took chometz and you melted it and swallowed it, im chometz when it's karas. If it's chometz, get karas. And matzah, he ain't a mitzvah of chavos pesach. But if it's matzah, he's not yoytzi a mitzvah of matzah. Why not? Bishlo of matzah, he ain't a mitzvah of chavos pesach. Lechem ayni rachmana. Tari says you have to eat lechem ayni. Hay lechem ayni. Once it comes into a drink, it's not lechem ayni. Lechem ayni. Ella im chometz, ayni karas. If it's chometz, ayni karas. Why? Achilik sebu says by chametz lo soicha lo chametz. It's lashon achila. Here you drank it. So why are you chayiv karis by chametz that you drank? Amar shlokos amakra. The pasuk says nefesh. It says over there v'nichosha nefesh yimishom v'yemrishin ad yom shvi. It says nefesh. It says nefesh by chametz. And therefore we marbe even drinking. Amar shlokos amakra nefesh rabbis hashoyse. So we have a second nefesh already. We had a nefesh by chaylev. The chaylev got melted. And you ate it, you chayiv. And now we have a chametz also that if you melt the chametz and eat it, you chayiv as nefesh. Tanya nami gav nivlos oiv tar chay gav. Here's our third nefesh. It says by nivlos oiv tar, we know that a nivlos oiv tar, if you touch it, you don't become tummy. It's an avela. It's an avela. Chicken died, it's an avela. You touch it, you don't become tummy. The only way you become tummy is by eating it. And if you eat it, you become tummy. Besides, it's an avela, you become tummy from eating it. So, like this, it says the Brice then Gavi Nivlos Oiv Tar Chay Gavnim Chol Ba'ar. If you melted it over a fire, Tame, you are Tame. Bechama in the sun, you're Tar. Va'avinim Ba, and we asked there. It says Achilik Sebe. You only come Tame with Achilik because the pasuk says Nevela Treveloy Yachelu Tama Ba Ani Hashem. Talking about there by Oif. So it says the Tama Ba only happens with Achilik. So why do you become Tame? Or Mishlokus on Makra Nefesh Rabbis Hashoyse. It says over there. It says if chivus v'gadav, the tamed arav says nefesh. Nefesh is marba nevela soiv tar. So freit the mar if nefesh is marba, so yachi b'chamanami. Why is the sun any different? So the mar b'chama suruchi misrich. By chama it gets spoiled. And we know that a nevela is not ruyah ger, ain't a nevela. So here it became spoiled from the sun. Therefore, it's not ruyah ger. It's not ruyah for a goy to eat it. And therefore, it's not considered tummy because it loses its shame nevela. Like upon him, we have over here three drashas of nefesh. We have nefesh by chaylev, nefesh by chametz, and nefesh by nivlas oiv tar to become tummy. The Gemara says, why do you need three times nefesh? I get the idea that achila, if you melt something, it's achila also. I have a ribuy. Why do you need three different ribuy? V'tzrichi. I need all three ribuy. Dikas achmana chaylev, chametz last minute. You won't learn how to chametz from chaylev. Why? Because chametz is more kuladik. Why? Chaylev started off iser. That's why it's also when you melt it. But chametz started off as a heter. Every chametz on Yud Gimel Nisan, it's still mutter. So chametz has a shas kosher. It's better. Maybe you wouldn't have a din of melting. Definitely nefesh. Nevela also mina. You can't learn nevela from chaylev. Why? Because chaylev is karis. Because chaylev is more common than nevela. If you eat chaylev, you get karis. You eat nevela, you only get a lav. So maybe that's chaylev is more common. So you can't learn that from chaylev. You can't learn out either chametz or nevela from chaylev. Because you want a chametz, chaylev also minay wash can hurt the mechala. Chaylev has a kula that's hurt the mechala. It's mutter to a chayas chaylev is mutter. Mashiach chametz is also completely. When nevela yas minay can't learn nevela from chametz, why not? She can learn his karas. Chametz has an issa karas. Mashiach nevela is only zilav. V'kasher rachman ben avela, and learn everything happened in avela, you'll see in avela has a chumra also. Hadach liyasim nesher came with tama, because in avela has a chumra, it's matama all the things. So chod mechal liyasim, because each have their own chumra, right? Chelev has a chumra, it starts off as iser, and it's chayev karas. Chometz also is chayev karas. And you find by nevela, it's matama. So everything has the own milas over here. So what we can't learn chad mechad. Chad mechad liyasim. Teisei chad mechad. Let's say one out of two. May one out of make a ma'atzah. So hey Teisei, which two should you write and which one should you learn out from the two? Loilich for one on nevela. Don't write on nevela. But Teisei v'da'anach. Learn out from those two. Learn out from chometz and from chelev. So you say no. Ma'al ha'anach can go on his karas. You can't learn nevela from there because both those have karas. Both chometz and chelev have karas. Both have a ma'ala. That's why you chayv when you drink it. Don't write by chametz, taste mahanach, and learn out from the vela and from chelev. No, malahanach can learn shas kosher. Both of them did not have a shas kosher. Nevela did not have a shas kosher, and chelev did not have a shas kosher. I can say nevela had a shas kosher before it became nevela. Zok toisvis, there was maskal ma. The nevela kamoishi ata mesa lo had a shas kosher. This shtick, this mace never had a shas kosher. He says even mechayim didn't have a shas kosher because it's even mechayim. So, he knows shas kosher. So you can't learn chametz from there because chametz is more cool. Don't say bachelev. Learn out from chometz and nevela. Malahanach can hold to mechlala. Both of them are chomer that there's no heter for them. Mashing and chelev is heter bachaya. Toim bachelev is hold to mechlala, and bachelev is hold to mechlala. So therefore, you need all three. You can't learn each from each other. Well, mind you, well, what exactly is the hold to mechlala? We spoke about it already. Let's see what tomorrow says. Mind you, ilema that means chelev behema legavoya doesn't mean that chelev behema is mutter l'gavoya. You bring chelev of a behema on the mizbeach. So you see, it has a heter. Chelev is mutter. You bring chelev on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, that wouldn't be a good taina because the veil in Ami is three. Because the veil also has that maila. Nevela, I could bring the veil on the mizbeach also. Malika soif l'gavoya. We make a malika. Malika is a nevela. Ve'ela chelev chaya lehedyet. So you know what it is? It's chelev chaya lehedyet. Which means we can all eat a chelev chaya. So you see, it's hutum chalay. For eating on nevela also, humans can eat. Nevela nami is the roi malika the chato soif the kanim. Kanim eat the chato soif, even malika. See, he eat the nevela. See, it is hutum chalay. So, Gemara, no. Oilam chelev chaya lehedyet. That's the hutum chalay. I tell me nevela hutum chalay. Nevela was never hutum chalay. Never. The kashloch kahanim. Kahanim shulchan gavaya kazachu. That's like the mizbeach. The kahanim become like a stick mizbeach. Rashi says shulchan gavaya v'atayrim shum gavaya hu. Avah gavi hedyet leshchan hutum. No, never find hutum chalay. That's brought in mizbeach is something else. Eating the kahanim is the same thing like brought in mizbeach. Because kahanim get it from shulchan gavaya. Therefore, it's like a gavaya digger thing. And that's not a raya. That's not a heter mechlali. So therefore, that's the mile of chelev. I just want to know the mile of chelev. But like upon him, you need all three drashas. Because the all three have their own unique milas. And therefore, you need three times nefesh. Once by chelev, once by chometz, and once by nivlas oyev kavar.